time. Let's see. 54 has been moved to February. Item 55.
Authorize a competitive solicitation for price agreements for urgent rehabilitation of sanitary and storm sewers project for an estimated $6 million annually.
Commissioner Fish.
Mayor, I think we probably filed this with an optimistic time limit. We think this will take about an hour and a half, so we can just calibrate people's lunch plans. The Bureau of Environmental Services is responsible for repair and rehab of the city's sewer collection system. There are portions of our system that have deteriorated and require urgent attention. Without necessary repairs, property owners and businesses are likely to experience an emergency situation, such as a sewage release or backup. This ordinance builds on the success of the existing price agreement model that the city has used for sewer repair work. It also improves the Bureau's response time for urgent projects, and it supports the city's goals for minority women and emerging small business participation. With us today are Scott Gibson, Principal Engineer, and John Houle, Supervising Engineer from the Bureau of Environmental Services. Gentlemen.
Thank you. Good morning.
Morning.
As the Commissioner stated, this price agreement contract, which we're attempting to refresh, is a part of our sewer rehab program. We tend to approach the rehab of our sewers in three timelines: the planned neighborhood scale projects, which you see me present regularly, they're typically on a 3 to 5 year timeline. We also have emergencies in which we can react immediately. Once we get a declaration from our commissioner in charge, we can move out in a matter of days. What this urgent rehabilitation contract about is about those that are in between, that can't wait 5 years to be addressed, but we are trying to get before an emergency. So that's what we're here to talk about today. The overall contracting objectives for this contract are to shorten the duration between design completion and the construction notice to proceed. We do that by procuring the contract in advance and negotiating task orders once the work is identified and ready to go into construction. We also realize reduced administrative costs to deliver these projects. It allows us to promptly repair the failed assets before they fail. And also, it's been an effective tool at helping us meet our disadvantaged minority women and emerging small businesses. In 2014, we procured the first of these contracts. The value was $9 million. One contract was awarded via an open competitive process. It's awarded based on the lowest responsible bidder. We renewed the contract for two additional consecutive years, and currently it's set to expire in June of 2018. 14 work orders were issued. They were valued at $9.2 million, and the average of these task orders was $700,000. The earned participation rate amongst certified firms was 20%, which met our goal. This contract also spanned the time when we changed from a target of 30% of the subcontracting to 20% of the total amounts. And because of the nature of this contract, we were able to adapt how we were dealing with that with our contractor as that was changed. So we found it to be a very flexible tool that helps us meet our targets. The proposed contract is an update to the original, and it incorporates our lessons learned. The contract value is $6 million for the first year. We could extend that contract for two additional one-year periods. Multiple contracts are planned up to two. It's our target to have two contractors. New contract limits will provide opportunities to increase the size of our work, and it supports two projects in our budget that are budgeted at $6 million per year, so that's how we set the target. Also, we'll continue to use this tool to manage our participation rate. One of the things we find is that having an ongoing contract with the contractor and then the task orders negotiated as the work comes, it moves us from a transactional relationship with our contractors where we're buying a repair for a certain amount to an ongoing relationship, and we find that we have more leverage in working with them and we have a better partnership. So when it comes to meeting the targets, we've been better able to work together and meet those targets. So John Houle has an example here he'd like to talk to you about one of our projects.
So this is a typical urgent project that we undertook and successfully completed. The 45th and South Southeast 45th and Sherman Avenue. The project is located in the known as the Taggart B D South Subbasin Sewer Basin, and originally the concrete sewer pipe was known to be discovered to have failed at several locations. And the history of maintenance response supporting this finding is listed there in terms of the number of backups, sinkholes repaired, broken pipes discovered, rodents, cavities documented. And during the history of this, prior to its being repaired, there were 10 call-outs by the Bureau of Maintenance. These are typical examples of the mechanisms of failure that we discover on many of our sewer pipes. You've seen these pictures before, but broken pipes, roots, intrusions, etc., which contribute to the failure modes and mechanisms. Now, the success of the project is outlined in these three bulleted points. As Scott mentioned, the urgent delivery model that we follow allowed us to deliver this project within 8 weeks of its final design, which saves time and administrative expense prior to award and undertaking the work. The work order itself was comparable to the engineer's estimate, and this is a metric that we judge the competitiveness and the fairness and economy of the work being done for the residents and ratepayers. And this particular project had a 30% participation by the disadvantaged minority women in emerging small business class of contractors. And overall, as Scott mentioned, we achieved a 20% participation rate throughout the project that we currently have underway. Our schedule and budget for this, we're hearing or we're presenting our first reading today of this ordinance.
We skipped, I think, one of the slides, Scott.
Skip a slide?
Oh, we did?
It looks like one's missing. I apologize for that.
It's in your packet, colleagues.
Is it more photos of failing sewer lines?
No, it's photos of rodents with cavities before and after we introduce fluoride. It's quite remarkable.
It's a series of dates, which John will relate to you just about our timing.
Back to the proposed budget and schedule. We hope following when the ordinance becomes effective at the end of February, that we would advertise this project on the procurement website in March, early March. And if all things go as planned, we hope to award contracts by the middle of June of this year and award notice proceed before the current contract expires. And the budgets proposed for this contract are shown 1 year at $6 million through year three, if it's renewed. And the total estimated we would achieve a budget of up to $18 million.
That concludes our presentation, Mayor.
That's very good.
Yes, thank you.
Any further questions for the panel? Any public testimony on this item?
No one signed up.
Very good. This is a first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading. Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.